And the thing was, it was a this was a concept album.
I mean, concept, yeah. And I played all this part, this last part that we've heard from the Crossfade until now, mm-hmm. in one take. No overdubs. There was no overdubs. And there was multi-keyboards, multi-track machines. But I was in the studio, and it was all done with some Oberheims, mm-hmm. and Moogs and Taurus bass pedals and all kinds of things. But I rehearsed this piece for a good whole day. You know, just those bars, you know, up to the...
Yeah.
And then I had the percussionist in the studio, Dijal Makoya, who was doing all the percussion on that. But the piece before, of course, I recorded it originally in Brazil with my 16 percussionists.
Yeah.
And then the percussionist, Dijal, the star percussionist on the whole album, was arriving actually from Tokyo. He said, "Oh, compadre, to the bane," you know, he speaks in Brazilian. He said, "Okay, I'll come and play on your album. No problem. I'm on my way back to Rio. I'm in Tokyo right now. Mm-hmm. I charge you nothing, but you just take care of my equipment mm-hmm. back to Rio." I said, "No problem." And he had a tree trunk with him.
Oh, boy.
And all his percussion, it cost me at the time, I've got to tell you this, it cost me $35,000 to just bring his equipment from Tokyo to Geneva. With his flight and back to Brazil.
It was 1978, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Altogether, he had a
tree. You got me saying it now. Unbelievable.
He had a tree trunk, the 200-pound tree trunk or whatever, that he used, you know, for this percussion. He had all these kind of congas and bongos and this and that and gongs. He had some gongs as well and all kinds of things, you know.
Wow. Well, you know, what we heard was...
We've always been excellent friends, and we've done a lot of things. And then he went on to play, because I gave Peter Gabriel his phone number at the time, and he went on to play for Peter Gabriel.
Wow.
Yeah, you can find him on some of his albums.
It's the third album.
Yeah, maybe.
But you know, what we did was we played the track Temples of Joy, but we also played the beginning of the conflict, which is called a chamada.
Chamada, it means it's the call, you know.
Yeah. Now, this track we're going to feature here, this was actually, like you said, the real title of the album, but you said the label, label looked
because
like...
Because, it's a contraption. It would be considered a neologism mm-hmm. now, primitivism mm-hmm. and civilization contrapted together mm-hmm. makes primitivization. I sang the track. The idea here mm-hmm. is that it's a dance by robots and so on, mm-hmm. but they still have some kind of a human soul about them, but they lack, they are going to say, you know, we're never going to feel the hurt, the pain of emotion again at mm-hmm. the end, right. you know. But all the lyrics, I wrote all the lyrics, I sang the track, I played all the instruments because it's all machines.
Right.
And at the time, it was at the beginning of disco. I don't know if you remember in 78.
I do remember.
You know, the
Bee Gees
and so on and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, I'm going to give you the beat, but the track actually, all the accents and the orchestration is very complex, although... It sounds very simple because it's a disco beat, but it's not that, you know.
Mm-hmm, right.
And the idea was not that. The idea was to portray those dancing robots mm-hmm. saying primitivization. Mm-hmm. When I want to touch your brain, mm-hmm. when I caress your brain,
right.
I feel I'm going to rain. And you know, and it's all this kind of very surrealist kind of lyrics.
Wow.
And the other thing to note is that Herbie Hancock in 78, mm-hmm. whom I had met at the AES show in Los Angeles, coming from Switzerland, I knew him from before, from the time I was also with Yes. Herbie was demonstrating the Sennheiser vocoder.
Oh, okay.
Which was the most expensive vocoder in the world. It was like a $30,000 piece of equipment,
right.
which I couldn't afford. But I rented it after he had shown me how to use it.
Mm.
And it's a very difficult machine to master at the time. So anyway, I'm singing with it. Yeah. And this is the all I'm doing all the vocals on that, you know.
We'll check this out here. This is what the original title of the album was to be, Primitivization.
That's right.
Which, as you said, the labels looked at you like you had locusts coming out of your ears when you said you wanted to call it this. So we're going to check this out here. This is, once again, you're getting the insider right here, friends. This is Patrick Mraz in studio.